The Mary Celeste, originally named the Amazon, first sailed from Nova Scotia in 1861. There was trouble immediately. Her first captain got sick and died on the night before her first voyage. The next captain ran her into a fishing boat on the same voyage and had to return to port for repairs. In dock, a fire broke out. The second captain was fired. The ship crossed to England, where she crashed into another ship, which sank. The third captain was fired and the ship repaired. The Amazon returned to Nova Scotia, where she had yet another big accident. This time the owners gave up. The ship was sold several times and ended up with a New York owner, who renamed her the Mary Celeste. The Mary Celeste left New York for Italy on November 7, 1872, under Captain Briggs. The captain's wife and 2-year-old daughter were with him. The ship carried 1,700 barrels of industrial alcohol. On December 5th, another ship found the Mary Celeste 400 miles west of Portugal. 3 men rowed across to search the mystery ship for any sign of life. There was none. Some of the sails seemed to have been damaged by a storm, but others were in good condition. The compass lay smashed on the deck. Below decks, the scene was even stranger. In the galley, breakfast had been prepared. The crew had launched the small lifeboat and escaped from their ship. But why? Had the Mary Celeste been abandoned in a storm? If so, why was there so little storm damage aboard? Cups and china were unbroken. A bottle of medicine stood uncorked and unspilled on a table. Had there been a mutiny? If so, why would the rebels abandon ship along with the captain? Had the crew gotten drunk and violent? 9 of the barrels of alcohol on the ship were empty. But the cargo was industrial alcohol. It would have made the crew sick or even blind before they could drink enough to become drunk. In any case, there was no sign of a fight. Over the next 11 years, the Mary Celeste had 17 new owners. She was considered a bad luck ship, and none of her new owners kept her long. She sailed up and down the coast of America, losing more crew members, crashing into other ships, and catching fire many times. In 1884, her final owners deliberately ran her onto a coral reef in Haiti to get insurance money. The Mary Celeste was left to rot away on the reef.